there, welcome to the house of Christmas. And you know, to know the Savior is to have a song. And in this visit and this time of family devotions, we're going to enjoy a lot of music. And a little bit later, you're going to hear a very special story telling of the blessing that carol singing can be. So we want you to join us, and already they've started to sing in the living room, but we'll just go in and we'll sing right along as everyone else is singing a carol.
Was great singing, and that should get you in the feeling of Christmas.
Does, right?
Remember, it's good to have a song in the air, but it's one thing to have a song in the air and quite another to have his song in your heart. But remember, he whose coming was proclaimed by a song also gives a song to all who receive him as Savior. Do you have his song? Do you know him as your Savior? That glockenspiel is a nice Christmassy sound, isn't it?
Yes.
Ruth, I see you have some quotable quotes for our visit with the Joneses notebook.
Yes, I have two different ones, but they go together. The first one, the most important part of Christmas is the first six letters. Now, that part would be C-H-R-I-S-T. The most important part of Christmas is the first six letters.
Very good.
Then someone else has said, there is a Christ in Christmas. C-H-R-I-S-T. There is a Christ in Christmas, and you'll also find there is an is there, too. This means that Christ is Christmas. That is the real meaning for me and you. I give you that again. There is a Christ in Christmas. You'll find an is there too. This means that Christ is Christmas. The real meaning for me and you.
Very nice, Ruth. And I hope you're getting these quotes down in your notebook so you can use them to help somebody else. Carol, you have something to give us, too.
Yes, here is an interesting thought. Let us remember that Jesus was born among us and born for us, that he might be born in us. Isn't that wonderful?
That's a good little sermon outline.
It certainly is. Let us remember that Jesus was born among us and born for us, that he might be born in us.
Some preacher who didn't know what he's going to preach on Sunday, next Sunday, he could use that as an
outline.
Sure. All right, something else?
For somehow, not only at Christmas, but all the long year through, the joy that you give to others is the joy that comes back to you. And that was written by John Greenleaf Whittier. For somehow, not only at Christmas, but all the long year through, the joy that you give to others is the joy that comes back to you.
Well, it seems that Christmas is everywhere.
Oh,
there's just a bustling and a hustling in the air.
To be done and packages to be wrapped.
And Ruth and Carol, I want you to sing a song that just gives the feeling of this time of the year.
Well, tell us about a lot of the things that are happening at Christmas.
Yes, church and home and baking and cooking and getting ready.
Organs chiming, verses rhyming, Merry Christmas. Church bells ringing, children singing, songs of Christmas. Lights reflect upon the snow. Blend this message in their glow. Christ has come to earth below. This is Christmas. Mothers caring and preparing homes for Christmas. Children learn the joy of sharing gifts at Christmas. Let's remember when we see presents on our Christmas tree.
God's great gift of love was he.
This is Christmas. Kitchens humming, loved ones coming home for Christmas. Dear ones meeting with this greeting, Merry Christmas. Let us as we're
hope that you are enjoying this special time of family devotions at Home Sweet Home. And oh, how great to be home or to be planning to go home during the Christmas season. And in just a few moments, we'll be singing again. And then there's going to be a very, very special story that we're going to share with you, which we entitle The Story of the Carolers. Have you ever gone Christmas carol singing? Of course you have. Maybe it's been a group at church, or maybe the youth group. Maybe as a family you've gone carol singing. Well, We have a very special story to tell you of what a blessing you can be as you go carol singing. And we would like to mention that here at the House of Christmas, you know, we need you to share in this entire ministry. And we invite you to send your Christmas gift in honor of the birthday of Jesus Christ to help. When you're writing, the address is Post Office Box 575, Erie, Pennsylvania. The zip code is 16512. And I might mention that any gifts to the ministry are tax deductible, and the legal name check should be written to A Visit with the Joneses Incorporated. And we know that it will be a blessing to you to share with us at this time. Well, it's time to sing once again, and this time it came upon a midnight clear.
Sing, you know it. You know it without the book. Just sing along. Great hymn by Charles Wesley. Another one you know, Joy to the World, that great hymn of Christmas by Isaac Watts. Joy to the World, the Lord is come. Everybody sang very, very well. And now it's memory time here at Home Sweet Home as we go back into the treasure chest of memory and hear some old transcriptions from the year 1959 where Father reads the Christmas story and then Mother tells one of our own original true life stories, telling what the carols mean. As the carolers sing along the street, the souls that they bless, the hearts that they help, will you go with us back into memory and enjoy this very special time?
Let's open our Bibles. Everyone, let's open our Bibles to Luke chapter 2, and I shall begin reading at verse 8. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, then they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them.
That was the voice of my father, the Reverend Burr Jones, who died in 1961. This transcription comes from 1959. Now, Mother tells us a beautiful story about the carolers.
At this Christmas season, we know there will be many groups going out in your community to sing Christmas carols. And we think it would be a wonderful thing if even you and your family would decide to do some Christmas carol singing. It's a wonderful thing to go out as a group and sing, especially to those who have not been able to get out to the church services. And I have been thinking recently about a group of carolers who went out several years ago, and when they went, their carols touched the lives of some very different kinds of people. I want to tell you their story just now.
Angels from the realms of glory, wing your flight o'er all the earth. Ye who sang creation's story, love proclaim.
Folks, those carolers. And little did they realize how much their songs were going to help some folks who heard their singing.
Well, I'm not looking forward to Christmas one bit this year. It's going to be the worst Christmas I ever had. My first Christmas in 38 years without Mary. She was the best wife a man could have ever had. She loved Christmas. But now, she's dead. And the load is more than I can bear. More than I can bear.
Oh, hear me beneath life's crushing load, whose forms are bending low, who toil along the climbing way with painful steps and slow. Look now.
Christmas could be like this. Last year, we were so happy, Dave and I. It was our first Christmas together in our own little home. But he's overseas this year, and I'm here alone, and I'm scared, and I'm afraid. Afraid and so alone.
Dear Lord, save me, for mighty dread had seized their troubled mind. Glad tidings of great joy I bring to
drunk on Christmas Eve. Drunk. Liquor, whiskey, beer. Once I had a nice home and a good job and a sweet wife and dear children. Once I trimmed a Christmas tree on Christmas Eve. But now there's no hope for me. No hope for me.
Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels. The great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us. Our Lord, Emmanuel.
And friends, just as the carols in that day helped many to do some thinking, I tell you some carols that are going to be sung at this Christmas season will in like manner cause some people to do some thinking. Oh yes, the song of the angels, as repeated by the carolers, will help many at this Christmas season. To the sorrowing, the carols will be a message of hope, coming at this season in the realization that the Christ who was born at Bethlehem was the same Christ who said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live."
And friends, to you who are weary and worried, and to the fearful, the message of Christmas brings comfort and hope in the knowledge that the same Christ who was born in Bethlehem also said, "Let not your heart be troubled. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid."
To all who are weighed down with the burden of sin at this Christmas time, to a world lost in sin, the Christ of Bethlehem says, "I am come to seek and to save the lost. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved."
So you have heard from the year 1959.
This Christmas season, my friend, why not let Christ speak to your heart? Let him lift the burden of your sin. Let him be born in your heart. Let him be crowned King of your life. Why not do that?
It's been a joy hearing the voices of these we love. Ray went home in 89, Mother in 72, Dad in 61. But the message they gave was so appropriate, it sounds as if it was made for this very moment in time. Until next time, from all of us here, bye.